Today's show is brought to you by Hot Tubs, the most luxurious way to make dirty people soup.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Morning. Did you sleep?
Still sleeping.
Morning, sleepy poo. You want pancakes?
Why?
Because I'm making pancakes.
Pancake surprise.
Pancakes.
It's also
National.
Pancake day.
Pancakes.
National.
Pancakes,
got it.
Pancakes for everyone.
Let's start the show.
I want pancakes.
You got any syrup?
It's showtime.
Yeah. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you just simply enable the skill. You do this one time for most devices. You just simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And she will.
Hello.
There we go. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just, you have to say then, Alexa, play Radio 434 every time you want to listen to it. Or in the case of my smart TV that isn't very, very smart, we've got the Fire Stick. Obviously, because we have the Amazon Prime and all that. So we have the Fire Stick. And for whatever reason, when I talk into the remote and I ask I ask Alexa on my TV, play Radio 434, it gives me Z95 something or other, and it really frustrates me. So, but for the TV, I have to say enable the skill every time. So I'm not trying to overcomplicate this. It's a really, really quick, you know, FAQ. It's a really quick fix. If you encounter that issue on your smart TV and you're trying to listen to Radio 434, just use this hack. Just enable the skill again. Just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she immediately goes and gets it and plays it. So there's no second step. All right, so we covered that, right? Good. You can get our podcast, which is a repack of the live show. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, most of the time 9-ish to 11-ish. And we repack all the show segments into a full-length podcast, minus the music that we play on the live show on Radio 434. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Okay. So we repack all those segments, and that drops around noon, and you can get our podcast version of the show on the Alexa device just by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can, and that works on your smart TV as long as you have a Fire Stick as well. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can search. It's on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and that's where you'll find a link to the podcast as well. And if that isn't enough for you, if that isn't enough ways for you to connect, you can watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Yes, the new app is coming, should be coming this year. I know it's been a little bit delayed, but there's a reason for that. We talked with another company that can do some stuff for us more better or est. Now, we're still going to be available on all the things, everything that I just said at the top of the show. We're still going to be available ad infinitum. You'll be able to watch it on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. You'll be able to listen to it at radio434.com, although we're getting a brand new updated website now as well, which is going to be the same company that might do the new app. So we kind of put the new 2.0 version of the app on hold in favor of a new 3.0 version that'll come out with the website, if that makes sense. Okay. Although 2.0 might drop regardless, so we have to meet with them in October and suss it out, and then it should be a matter of like literally 30 days. So just bear with us. This is a small family shop, so just bear with us. It's not some big, huge conglomerate media company, you know, like you would find, you know, somewhere else. Anyway, coming up on today's program, the Finally Friday edition. Of course, we have your five random facts. We're going to get smart, but then we're going to get even smarter-est. With Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. Yeah. All right. And then we're going to get dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. So Fridays, you get two smarts for one dumb. We're way ahead on a Friday. We also have this. Merriam-Webster, the dictionary folks. They added more than 5,000 terms, okay? So we're going to talk about these. We're going to share some of the terms that they've added. And if you don't know what these terms mean, we're going to give you what they define it as, okay? The definitions for these terms. Plus, our top list, top terms Merriam-Webster Dictionary can get rid of since nobody uses them anymore. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This portion of the show is brought to you by my teenage son's slang terms. Yeah, it's lit. It's fire. I'm not gonna lie. It ain't sus bra. It's woke.
Yeah. The Mike Show. I don't know. Are those terms still, you know, still the lingety that that the kids are using these days? I don't know. Anyway, so Merriam-Webster Dictionary added. Well, they've announced a major update for the 12th edition of their collegiate dictionary, and they're adding more than 5,000 terms. More than 5,000. Good Lord. All right, I can't even imagine. Is there a list of the of all of them? All of the added words were already available on Merriam-Webster.com, but how would, I mean, do they have a listing of all the ones? Let me just click on Merriam-Webster.com and see. Slang and trending words. Here, let's click on that. I mean, they, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So they've got a lot of them here. Bed rotting. The act or practice of staying in bed all day. Bet, B-E-T, an informal affirmation sometimes used facetiously. Black heart. A digital black-colored heart usually expressing affection. That, see, that wouldn't... That doesn't make sense to me. Bleep. A case of an animal with its tongue sticking partway out. Okay. All right, so let's get off the Merriam-Webster and get back to the story. Here we go. So, yeah, they've announced this, adding more than 5,000 terms, including, here are some that we have in the article. Beast mode. I know what that one means. So here, I'm gonna ding off the ones that I know. Merriam-Webster defines it as, quote, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent in a fight or competition. So my definition of beast mode is the way Tab started working out during the pandemonium of 2020. Some people either, you know, started working out, which Tab did. She got a Peloton, and she went full beast mode on this, and she has not stopped. Me, on the other hand, I went in another direction.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
I went in that direction, and so, needless to say,
no soup for you.
Yeah. So anyway, dad bod. Yes, that's the direction I went. She went beast mode. I went dad bod, and that's going to be today's episode. The name of today's episode. I'm sorry I'm derailing the segment already. Good Lord. All right. New episode 178. Sorry, guys. 178. Season 25. Here. She went beast mode. I went dad bod. There you go. That's the name of today's episode. All right, getting back to this here. Let's click on that and the thingy and the other thingy. Okay, so I'm going to ding off the ones that I know. I know beast mode. Okay, dad bod, a physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that's slightly overweight. And not extremely muscular. I guess some muscle here. A dumb phone. I think I can figure that one out. A cell phone that does not include advanced software features, such as email or an internet browser, typically found on smartphones. That also would be your flip phone. Farm to table. I think I figured that one out. Involving or advocating the direct sale and distribution of food from its point of origin to the customers. And we're going to be talking with Darius from Lynchburg Community Market coming up about farm to table. Hard pass. These are this is another one of the 5,000 terms included in Merriam-Webster's new update. A firm refusal or rejection of something, such as an offer.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Exactly. Should be like, no. Hard pass. Love language. A person's characteristic means of showing love or care for another. So I guess cooking is one of my love languages. Doing this show is another.
Yeah. Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Oh, well. How do you pronounce this?
Petrichor.
Petrichor? Okay, so petrichor. A distinctive, earthy, usually pleasant odor that is associated with rainfall, especially when following a warm, dry period. Okay, so like today, there would be lots of petrichor?
Petrichor.
Petrichor. How do you use it in a sentence? I want to say use petrichor in a sentence. The first rains after a long dry spell bring out an unmistakable perfume, often strongest in spring and summer, known as petrichor. Okay. All right. I guess that's a good enough definition of it. Riz. I know what that one means. It means appeal or charm. Maybe romantic appeal or charm. Yeah.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Side eye. A sidelong glance or gaze, especially when expressing scorn, suspicion, disapproval, or veiled curiosity. You're side-eyeing them. The cat gives me side-eye all the time. Teraflop. It's a unit of measure for the calculating speed of a computer equal to 1 trillion floating point operations per second. It certainly isn't any of our computers. I was going to say ain't. It certainly ain't any of our computers around here. There are around 4,990 more of these definitions and these terms, but it's Friday, so we'll leave it at these ones for now. If some of these terms seem like they've already been around for a while, it's because the last update to the hard copy of the Collegiate Dictionary was 22 years ago. So this new edition will be released on November 18th. All of the added words were already available on Merriam-Webster.com. So that brings us to our top list. With the dictionary adding 5,000 new terms to make space for the new arrivals, we offer today's list. It's our top list today, top terms that the dictionary can get rid of since nobody uses them anymore. All right, here we go. Number one, radio. presidential. Eye contact. Broadcast television. Top terms Merriam-Webster can get rid of since nobody uses these terms anymore. Taxi. Natural weight loss. MTV. Top terms Merriam-Webster can get rid of since nobody uses them anymore. AI-proof job. And dictionary. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have... What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we got news. And not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by... Let's find the thing and then the other thing. Here it is. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Starbucks is closing hundreds of stores this month. If your favorite location is among them, the company advises you to switch to the Starbucks across the street. Travis Kelce signed an endorsement deal with American Eagle, but we have a feeling who's going to be wearing the pants in his relationship. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day. How can you tell someone's a vegetarian? Just introduce yourself to them, though they'll let you know. And Wichita, Kansas is the least friendly city in the U.S. But don't let that stop you from visiting. Let the people of Wichita do that for you. This is not Headline News.
Nope, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so darned happy you could join us right here on the Finally Friday edition of the program, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river and the flag up on the top of the hill that needs some Viagra. We will check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. We had quite the soaker last night, and we actually had all the windows open because it was so nice. And for a brief period of time, I was like, no, just let it rain in there. I don't care. It's totally fine. And then we're like, oh, it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Now we're going to need to mop. We had a soaker last night. Nice today. It's still going to be up there around the 80s or so. But if you notice, there are some changes to the leaves, and the evenings are getting nicer. Anyway, no, we won't check in with the meteorologist. Can't afford one. Anyway, coming up, we will check in with our green grocer. Darius is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market, and we're going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these things that I'm going to tell you right now, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. This may be the most epic baseball injury. In the 1990s, there was an MLB player named Glenn Allen Hill. He played for 7 teams. He was decent. While with the Toronto Blue Jays in 1990, Glenn Allen had a nightmare about spiders. He tried to run away in the dream and ended up sleepwalking in real life. He fell through a glass table and suffered cuts on his toes and elbows, as well as carpet burns on his knees. He spent 20 days on the injured list.
I was expecting this to be something in practice. I was expecting, nope. How did you get injured? Sleeping.
All right. I have to look up this term real quick, and I apologize for derailing the segment. So pronounce, and you might not hear it. Nishiyama Onen Kon. Okay. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
That's the oldest hotel in the world. It's a hot spring hotel in Japan.
Hello.
And it was founded over 1,300 years ago in 705 AD.
I think they've got free Wi-Fi.
They do. Number number three. Let's see. Most kangaroos are left-handed. All right.
Okay. No. I'll take a word for it. Kangaroos scare me, so I don't plan on testing that out.
I mean, they are like brutal, yeah. and they'll box. And
yeah, they will. They will. Yeah.
Number four. There's a word for half a decade or 5 years. It's called lustrum. As in, it's hard to believe it's been a lustrum since the pandemonium broke out. And then number five, the Beatles mention a walrus in three songs. Glass Onion, Come Together, and of course, I Am the Walrus. They sure like walruses. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. It's going to be is it going to be nice tomorrow?
I think it's going to be a rainy Saturday tomorrow. Okay. But you know what? We need some rain. I love the rain, so it will not stop us. We will have all of our vendors and all of our inside vendors and market patrons and people set up in full capacity. So don't let the rain stop you. One of the perks of our market is we do have that covered awning to protect your heads and goodies from everything outside. And then we, of course, have the whole interior section. So even if we do get a little bit of rain, our vendors will be out there on a smile. And then you can also hop in to get some cover, get a good bite to eat, and whatever it may be that you need.
Absolutely. You know, you've got, again, it's a great indoor space, and it's got regular hours throughout the week, too. So you can always shop Lynchburg Community Market. Just the farmers are on Saturday, but when else can folks join you?
You can also swing by Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. Like Mike said, we have our permanent shops and restaurants with hours all throughout the week. So you can come by and shop from those interior vendors, coffee shop, all the restaurants, the boutiques, they are always open. So please come by and see them. If there's a special gift you need, you don't want to wait till Saturday, you don't have to. You can come by anytime throughout the week.
All right. And you have a new traffic pattern for getting in and out with the construction. That's up correct. On the website. Folks, the Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Where are you on the interwebs, and where can folks learn more about parking and all that?
Yep, you can check us out at our website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Later on today, I will be posting yet another updated version of the traffic pattern. We are so thankfully in the final few weeks of the traffic chaos in front of the market. So we do have a little bit of an adjustment for this weekend. But by mid-October, everything should be back open and normal. So we appreciate you guys for sticking through with us through all the adjustments and chaos. But we're at the home stretch. And as always, our vendors are super appreciative of all of you that have continued to come out and support our vendors, especially with all this stuff going on.
Yep. And there's still plenty of free parking all around there within a very, very short walking distance, maybe right across the street from Lynchburg Community Market. And they've got their own lots as well. So take a look at that new traffic pattern. Darius, thank you so much for joining each and every Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you, my man.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we've got nerd news. This week in science, don't be afraid. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4-3-4.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science, it's just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain, here's a quick rundown. In fruit news, some people avoid mangoes because they're so sugary. But a George Mason University study found daily mango eaters showed better blood sugar control and less body fat than those eating a lower sugar snack. Generally, whole foods like fruits just hit different than snacks with added sugar. That's the difference. In urethra news,
I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Researchers have created a new urine-based test that can identify prostate cancers, which could significantly reduce the need for invasive, often painful biopsies. In more urethra news,
I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Your morning urine color may signal how your body handles stress. We know that bolder colors are a sign of dehydration, and now they say darker urine means you should increase your daily fluid intake to improve both hydration status and stress resilience. In scared of shark news. Wow. Shark experts are testing 4 innovative wetsuit materials that reduce shark bite injuries. Now, they're not a perfect shield, but in the event of an emergency, they can lessen trauma, blood loss, and even save lives. In Animals Are Just Like Us news, scientists have observed endangered leopard sharks. I said leopard sharks. Mating in the wild for the first time, which is a good thing. Even better, they witnessed them having a threesome.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Involving 2 males and a female. I mean, hey, whatever floats their flippers. In innovative news, a startup called Seattle Ultrasonics has introduced a vibrating chef's knife. What's the purpose? This seems like a terrible idea, but it's subtle. You can't see it move or feel the vibration in the handle. It supposedly makes the knife behave sharper than it physically is. In Scratchgate news, people have been complaining that Apple's newest products are scratching super easy, even inside the store. Well, Apple claims that the scratches are not really scratches at all. They're blaming worn MagSafe risers, which cause material transfer to the aluminum surfaces. They say they're removable with a cleaning. Okay, so they're not scratches. Just wash them off. Anyway, so that's your nerd news. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, an Australian school let parents know that if they wanted to claim their kids' kindergarten artwork, they would have to pay $1,400. Long story short, funding dropped out at the school, and parents pulled their kids, which made things worse. When parents were asked, when parents asked for the cherished artwork, they were asked to pay up. Well, here, listen to this.
And now, an ordinary kid on art class.
Ugh, how can you fail creativity? I just got a C minus on my macaroni rainbow because my teacher said it lacks emotional depth. My mom told me when she was in school, they would actually make ashtrays. So on the advice of my older brother, I made a bong out of pipe cleaners, popsicle sticks, and Elmer's glue. I got a D. It's inappropriate, she said. I said D as in dankweed, and that D became an F. I thought it was all about self-expression. It's not creativity, it's free child labor for bulletin board decorations and possibly my teacher's Etsy side hustle. Listen, I gotta go. My classmate Daniel has this crazy theory that different color Play-Dohs have different flavors. I'll let you know.
This has been an ordinary kid on art class.
Yeah, it has been. All right, let's go to viral videos. What is a kitchen sink sandwich? Content creator Aaron Hogaboom or Hogaboom shows how to take all those scraps from the refrigerator and cupboard and turn it into an everything sandwich. Here she is piling it on. Let's listen.
I have the last quarter of a bell pepper. I have the end of this corn and chili salsa, cherry jam, ground turkey. We have grapes that are getting soft. Obviously, we're doing Mike's Hot Honey and chips. Red today reasons like cheddar, sourdough. Now I'm just going to take the remaining cheese slices. These have mold on them. I found a cheese in the fridge. It's an espresso-dusted Bella Vitano cheese. Okay, I just took it out of the toaster. Let's give it a try. The crunch from the chip with the jalapeno seasoning with the corn and the grapes, it is so good.
Yeah, but how is the mold? Anyway, here is a viral video of a teacher getting a funny answer to why one of her first graders was under the weather.
You cough and you said the reason you cough was what?
Morning sickness.
Morning sickness. So do you have morning sickness?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? You know who have morning sickness? Pregnant women. Are you a pregnant woman? So you don't have morning sickness. You just got the sniffles, okay? Bye.
Wow.
Morning sickness.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Costco is now selling a 5-foot-tall advent calendar for the holidays full of Lindt chocolate. Here is one TikToker talking about it.
This is absolutely insane. Costco has a giant 5-foot-tall advent calendar that's filled with 24 days of full-size Lindt chocolates. I've never seen anything like this. I had such a blast opening it up. Inside are bags of my favorite Lindor truffles, their rich excellence bars, and of course, the iconic gold bear. I can't believe this is real. It's the most fun and delicious countdown to the holidays ever. This is in select warehouses. I hope you spot yours before they're gone.
Hmm. All right. Let's see. Skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yes, we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is comedian John Roy on eating on the cheap.
Ramen noodles, that's really what I eat. I wish it were a joke, but I eat that. And you do not feel too healthy eating a dinner that's less expensive than gum. At least you spit gum out. Noodles stay down there for like a day and a half. And anything on an instant noodle package except the word noodles is a lie. Chicken and mushroom, false. What am I supposed to be like? Ooh, chicken and mushroom. That's a classy noodle. I gotta wear pants when I eat that. How do you put two things on a package that aren't in the package? Chicken and how about beige dust noodles? I would accept that. I saw a recipe suggestion on the side. How about adding chicken? How about adding chicken? How about you do that?
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously with great attention, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning
or you're on your way home at Lynchburg Regional Airport. We're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. A man in Georgia has been arrested after he was caught stealing manhole covers. And not just one or two or three. At least 91. This month alone. The suspect's name is Kalian Watley, and in his mugshot, he's wearing a shirt that says "Free Hugs." It's unclear why he was taking the manhole covers, but these weren't just the smaller circular ones on urban streets. They were also large storm drain covers from residential neighborhoods. Kalian was caught on home surveillance cameras, and the covers were so heavy that he needed someone else to help him carry them. And he put them in a truck, or in the trunk, rather, of a 2020 Nissan Kick. There's no update on the accomplice, by the way. Neighbors were worried that joggers could accidentally fall into these gaping holes, not to mention pets and children. It's possible he was grabbing them to sell at scrapyards, but there's probably not a ton of money in that. Still, it cost about $200 to replace each one, and officials are considering adding locks to them, which would add another $180. If they replaced all 91 covers with locks, the estimated cost is around $35,000. Kalen has been charged with theft of government property, and investigators say additional charges are likely. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman who cannot swim sprang into action to help save an 11-year-old girl who was drowning at a park in Florida. The girl was collecting shells and accidentally slipped into the water. Bridget Addison saw her and ran in. She was able to pull the girl to the embankment. Here's Bridget and Mia Garcia talking about the amazing rescue.
Thank God we are here, especially her.
I wanted you to know how very special you are. Continue being the beautiful person God has created you to be.
People keep saying you're a hero. You're a hero. You're a hero. I feel like if you see anybody in distress, help them.
She saved me from gators. She is a hero. She just probably doesn't seize that.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And their campaign kickoff just kicked off, it's underway right now. So if you'd like to make a donation, or if your workplace would like to start a campaign at your workplace on the payroll system, go ahead and get in contact with them and find out how you can do that. All right, lastly, before we jet, this Sunday starts Noteworthy Season 2. We're going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg for the start of Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2. This is not just your ordinary open mic. This one comes with big, big prizes, including studio time at Noteworthy Music Studios in Bedford, along with a whole bunch of folks that are going to help you get better, become a better musician, and help record your EP or your LP. Noteworthy Music Studios studio time. You'll also get airplay of your music on Radio 434, and you'll get a concert of your own at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall. So those are the grand prizes if you win the Noteworthy Music Challenge. Week 1, Season 2, starts this Sunday, 5 to 8 p.m. We're going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street. We'll have some of the judges there as well hopefully you will move on as a qualifier to the finale round. So if you're a musician, come on out to Three Roads, 1300 Court Street on Sunday between 5 and 8. Our setup, if you can bring your instruments, obviously, bring your cables and connectors, and if you have more of an elaborate setup, if you have a mixer and all that, just make sure you can plug that into our PA system. We'll bring the PA, we'll bring mics, mic stands, and all that. So that'll be set up at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street. Musicians, you're welcome to join us for the Noteworthy Music Challenge beginning Season 2. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.